Hi there, listeners. Welcome to WGRT's Limelight, your connection to the people influencing our culture, commerce, and community here in Port Huron, Michigan, and beyond. Today's guest is Quentin Bishop. Quentin's here to tell us about Bishop Prevail, a new talent firm committed to student success.
Hi, Jesse. Good morning.
Good morning. So you have a background in school administration. So That's actually how I first met you. And so education is obviously something you're very passionate about. So tell us how you decided to apply that passion for education and youth to this new company.
Oh, that's a great question. And definitely my heart and passion is with education. And working with students has been a lifelong passion of mine. And as a former middle school dean of students in the South in Atlanta, Georgia, and then moving up into like athletic director of a school program, and then I was fortunate enough to be hired on as a high school principal in South Bend, Indiana, and that's where I actually became a superintendent for a large school district, and that experience that just put a special place in my heart for just working with students. And as I moved forward with my career, I had an opportunity to start working in economic development. And for those who don't know what economic development is, it's essentially the process in which a community can grow, create jobs, create investment, can attract companies into an area, which helps with, you know, a deeper tax base. But it also provides for workforce development agencies and also provides to interact with colleges and young talent and workforce development. And so You put all those pieces of the puzzle together, and for me, it was the perfect match. But although I'm in economic development, Bishop Prevail represents that side of the house of talent development, workforce development, and it's a perfect blend. And what we've been able to do with it is match a passion with mine and to help a lot of students out.
Yeah. So how are you helping students through Bishop Prevail?
Well, it's actually, you know, and you said it yourself, it's a talent investment firm. And so we believe in finding talent and working with students who have a talent and they need to expand on it. They need to enhance it. And they don't know how. They don't know steps. You know, a lot of times, like through school, even as a principal, we tell students, you know, just find a passion and work for it. You know, and the old cliche is, you know, find something that you love to do and you'll never work a day in your life. We take that to heart, but we also want to give them the blueprint for what that actually means. It's easy to say, go do something, but everybody wants to know how. And so we provide the how, the what to do pieces, and we help them with critical thinking and decision making. But more importantly, we have action plans with every one of our students. And it's truly a talent investment firm, because on the other end of it, our students are getting, they're earning high wage jobs in careers that align with their degrees. And that's key for what we're all about.
Okay. So what age students are you targeting right now? Like, who is this made for?
It's made for graduating seniors in high school who have made a commitment to college or the military, really, and who are saying, I want to focus on this part of this stage of my life. I have some interest, but we need to fine tune it. We need to really zero in on what is that we're interested with. The most clients we have, and they spread all over the country. So we have students that we represent in Utah, and we represent students in Florida, and we represent students in the South. They're in college, and what they're experiencing is, okay, I have this limited amount of time to maximize my network, to develop my professional development skills. And so when I launch into the workforce, I have a competitive advantage, and I'm competing with folks who may have more experience than me, but our program really sets the stage for them to compete with anyone, and that's the heart and focus of it. We make them competitive in the marketplace.
Okay. So are you doing that through networking, making connections with other business people?
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a component of it. I don't think there's any real industry that should downplay the power of networking. And so we definitely have a component of networking built in.
So why do you think these services will matter? Like, what advantage are youth going to have if they work with you?
Let's just take a look at the student debt load. So students come out of college and they've said, hey, I had a path. I went down that path. And now I want to experience work and have a job and develop a career based on this degree I've earned. But they may have been straddled now with student loans, or they may have, for the first time experienced an internship, an apprenticeship, or an entry-level job that's not quite aligned, and they're just scraping for experience. They just want to get in the game. We push hard against that. And so by sophomore year, internships are a thing that they have experience with. Apprenticeships are a thing that they have experience with. We do a lot of matchmaking alignment with professionals in the field. And so students know their way around in the industry of their choice by the time that they graduate. So, and here's the difference, Jesse. Students have already decided that they're going to start working, like, let's just take, for example, somebody who is interested in pre-med, right? So I have a pre-med student who I work with at Central Michigan University. And so part of her med school application is going to be FaceTime contact hours with various offices in the medical field. Done. Those are already going to be taken care of. So when she makes her application, she's going to have a portfolio that we help her develop of all the contact hours that she would need with professionals face to face. And so going back to the student debt piece, that scholarship tracking, scholarship references, funding opportunities are all part of our program. And so when we say, well, you know, you can go start working right away and start earning money as long as you're aligned with your interest, that's a good thing. You can start earning money. But the statistics show that, you know, competitively, students with degrees are going to make more money in the long run than they would without a degree. So we've taken the best of both worlds. So there is so much money left on the table for undergraduate students and graduate students. We just know how to access it. We know where that money's at, and we know how to go after that money. Being in college does not mean student debt. It does not mean that you're going to be burdened with student debt. It just takes effort and a good action plan to make sure that when you graduate, you have minimized your debt and you have the network to support you and you have built these habits, these very healthy habits that make you competitive. And we do that at Bishop Prevail.
Is there anything else that you guys have been working on over there? Like you have something new coming up that's going to be another valuable resource for students?
Yes, that's a great question. I'm glad that you asked that. We are launching what will be a workbook series for economic development, talent development, and student development. And we're combining all of the principles of that into one manageable workbook. And it's going to focus on personal finance. It's going to focus on project-based learning. It's going to be focusing on economics and what it means in the big picture and as a student in being a participant in the economy. A bit of personal branding, so there's some marketing goes along with that. And a lot about entrepreneurship. How do you position yourself as a new young professional in a competitive workforce? What are the things that you need to do to prepare yourself to understand actually how the game is played? We just happen to know the rules of the game, and we know how to maximize our position within the game. And so we do that with students through a series of steps, and the workbook is going to show students how to do that. The beautiful part is, because a workbook is transferable, it can be duplicated, it can be used in all kinds of different scenarios, we see this is going to be a tool that spreads far and wide. We're excited about it. We really are.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. It sounds like you guys are doing some really good work to give some young people opportunities, experiences, and tools that they may not be able to really get anywhere else. So thank you so much for joining us today, Quentin. For more information about Quentin and Bishop Prevail, click on Limelight at WGRT.com. That's it for this edition of Limelight. Have fun out there, learning, working, and playing. Until next time. For WGRT, I'm Jesse Wiegand.